Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Austin York, and this is the Afternoon All Local.
DACA goes before the appeals court.
Texas is challenging DACA, which is meant to protect children who may have been brought to the country illegally but have grown up here. Texas says they harm the state. Jeremy Feigenbaum from the state of New Jersey argues that a nationwide ban would affect his state, where they welcome DACA residents as business owners and children.
They might not know that their CEO is a DACA recipient. They might not even know their parent is a DACA recipient, and certainly, regardless, that's their parent.
Joseph Mazzara, representing Texas, says even if the Fifth Circuit sides with Texas in trying to lift the injunction, it'll not fight continuing the stay until the case can be fully litigated.
Texas does not oppose the stay and has not challenged it.
There's no telling when the Fifth Circuit will rule. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Crews from Texas and North Carolina helping to comb through the wreckage from the previous hurricane, Helene.
Near Asheville, the rescue effort has turned into a recovery. Specially trained dogs are being used to sniff out the remains of those who did not survive Hurricane Helene.
Their noses are so freaking amazing that once you teach them how to do that, they will work for hours and hours and hours on end.
Dr. Deb Zaran is with Texas A&M's Veterinary Emergency Team, which is in North Carolina. She says the dogs are working in dangerous areas that would be difficult for humans to access. Helene's death toll has risen to 227. From the 24-hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's now 4:04. Now, Dallas and the state of Texas are working together on a project they say will help police do their job.
The state will provide $20 million for a regional police training center here on the UNT Dallas campus. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says this is the only civilian job where people might be asked to give their life to protect a stranger.
Not lawyers, not teachers, not elected officials. No one. Think about it. No one gets up in the morning and says, This is what I'm prepared to do.
Dallas City Councilwoman Kara Mendelson says the center will have the latest training for things like procedure, de-escalation, and community engagement.
My hope is the new police academy will show the men and women of the police department that we value, cherish, and recognize the sacrifices that they make.
She says a strong training center will also help attract more officers. At UNT Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KURLD.
Executive Airport shut down after a plane had to make an emergency landing. The plane had a problem with a landing gear. It's the sound from this is the sound from liveatc.net.
Okay, the Cardinal is going to be landing here.
Roger, sir. Rolling truck.
We're calling them now, I think.
Roger, standing by gate 7.
Landing on 1-3.
The plane ended up skidding to a stop without any major issues. Executive Airports telling tower pilots that they have to shut the airport down until they can get the plane off the runway.
Well, the feds have busted a TCU theology professor for having child porn on his office computer. 62-year-old Charles Bellinger could wind up in federal prison for 20 years. Agents say the child porn included images of toddlers and infants, and agents say more pornography was found on encrypted devices in Bellinger's office safe.
Hurricane Milton is our top story. It just about completed its journey across Florida, and boy, what a long and horrible night it was for many people in that state. The storm made landfall about 70 miles south of Tampa, St. Pete, not far from Sarasota. It was a Cat 3 storm at the time, and then traveling across the peninsula, it killed eight people is the official death toll right now. That's probably going to rise, though. It destroyed homes, shredded the roof of the Tampa Bay Rays Stadium. And Austin just pulled up a picture he's showing me right
now. Look at that. There's only two panels that are basically left.
Basically, 80% of the roof is gone.
Looks like a skeleton.
That's
with a baseball field underneath.
And left 3.5 million homes and businesses without power. Also spawned a number of tornadoes on its edges. Let's check in right now with our chief meteorologist, Dan Brunoff. He joins us live. Do we have Danny? No. Danny is... Tell us, what are some of the numbers we're dealing with in terms of rainfall, wind speed, storm surge?
All right. The two things that really stick out is the rainfall totals north. I'm calling it a half a cane because all the rain was pretty much to the north, at least the flooding rain. Tampa, St. Pete, up in St. Pete. 18.5 inches of rain fell, and that's in a very short period of time. I think in 1 hour they saw 5 inches of rain. That sticks out. The other thing that sticks out is the big tornado outbreak before the storm even made landfall with the feeder bands coming in from the southwest. The National Weather Service is in Tampa, Melbourne, and Miami. Okay, get this. 29 tornado warnings issued by the Tampa Weather Service, 42 by Melbourne, and 55 by Miami. And that totals 126, which breaks the record just set 2 years ago for the most tornado warnings with any type of hurricane or any type of storm since 2 years ago. But 126 tornado warnings, 47 tornado reports, and none of these tornadoes will be given an EF rating as far as the scale, as far as the wind speed, until they get out and survey all the damage. So all four, at least four weather services will be out for at least for the next week checking out all the damage, especially in the southern half of the state.
I have to ask you, Danny, how much of a role did the water temperature in the Gulf play in this? Because I noticed, I mean, it was 85, 86, 87 degrees, the water temperature, yep, just off the coast near Tampa, St. Pete.
Yeah, so water temperature, that's the fuel for these hurricanes, of course. You got to have warm waters, and this time of the year is pretty much the warmest. Now, we did have Helene come up through the eastern Gulf and kind of churn the water up, which is called upwelling, bringing some cooler water from lower surface levels to the surface of the ocean. That cooled it down briefly, but you get down towards the Yucatan and just north of the Yucatan, that water in the Gulf of Mexico is the deepest there is and the warmest right now. So this thing ramped up. It had no wind shear in the upper levels of the atmosphere to cause it to weaken. It actually rapidly intensified. But as it got closer to the coast, a trough digging into the eastern United States caused westerly winds to blow a lot of these cloud tops off and out of the eye, which allowed it to lose its intensity. And the storm surge, the highest I saw was 5 to 7 feet down towards Fort Myers and up towards Port Charlotte and over towards Naples and up a little bit farther towards Sarasota. The 10 to 15 foot storm surge never happened, which is some good news. But I've been watching numerous high water rescues around the Tampa-St. Pete area eastward towards Lakeland here this morning with that foot and a half of rain in a very short period of time.
And as bad as it, okay, go ahead. As bad as everything seems right now, it could have been a lot worse, am I right?
Yeah, it could have been. The wind could have been a lot stronger. The storm surge could have been higher. And, you know, water is the number one killer in hurricanes, the storm surge especially. The wind, yeah, it does damage for sure. We saw what happened to Tropicana Field. Again, power outages to over 3 million people, trees down. But you don't see that many tornado warnings issued on the east sides of any hurricanes. Very rarely. Again, Ian was the last time we had a whole bunch of them. But this one broke that record. Yeah, it could have been worse, but, you know, you tell that to the people that have already been affected, not just by Helene, but by Milton, they're going to say, yeah, it was a scary storm.
And it's out to sea now. It crossed over Florida, and most of it, the worst of it, is out in the Atlantic now. Danny, thanks so much. Really appreciate it. That is our chief meteorologist, Dan Brunoff. The latest on Hurricane Milton. It has moved out to sea after doing a lot of damage in Florida. Let's get this out of the way right now. Got to be fair. We've got to be balanced, right?
I guess, even though we carry the Texas Longhorn games.
No, there we are. Yes, we are the home of the Longhorns, yeah. But I'm playing this anyway.
Yeah, okay.
And I know there's a lot of people in burnt orange cringing, but that's just how it's going to have to be. You know what? Let's check in right now with the longtime voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland. He's with us on KRLD.
I appreciate the fair and balanced journalism.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Right. We got to keep it balanced. So if you're trying to just pick a winner, let alone going against the point spread, this game over the years has just been next to impossible to figure. I mean, whatever you think is going to happen, probably the opposite is what will happen. Is that just the way it is in rivalry games like this?
I think probably that's the case most times. I think it's underlined in this game because of the setting. I don't know that I've ever seen a game where there's more momentum shifts in the middle of a game than OU Texas. Coaches make different decisions based on which end of the field the football's on. There's no other game like that. And so it's a wild game. It's a rivalry game. Crazy things happen in OU Texas. So the Longhorns are favored for a reason. You know, they're number one for a reason. They're really, really good. It's going to take something special out of Oklahoma to hang around, much less win this game tomorrow. But, you know, special things tend to happen in this rivalry, so hopefully they got one of them in them tomorrow.
These games tend to come down to one score. I know last year Texas was riding high. They were expected to be this. I guess they did finish in the Final Four, but here comes Gabriel and Oklahoma in an upset Cotton Bowl. You can really throw the records out in this game, can't you?
Yeah, you can. I mean, I just think that once you get out there, the emotions are running so high with the players and with the fans that sometimes players play above their heads and sometimes players make mistakes they wouldn't otherwise make because of the setting. So, yeah, I think that this is one of those games where, to some extent, you could throw out the records because you know that team in Crimson's going to give it everything they got, and so is the team in burnt orange. It's going to be a heated affair.
Sooners have a freshman quarterback going, played well against Auburn. So is this move permanent? Is he the man now?
Well, we'll see. It's the first true freshman to ever start OU Texas for Oklahoma, which is amazing.
Wow.
This is the 120th time they've played this game. But first time that anybody's done this, Michael Hawkins, in a small sample size, has been very good. He's only played a game and a half, six quarters. But in those six quarters, he's given the team a spark. He's a very good athlete. He's got a big arm. He's a Dallas area kid, went to Frisco Emerson. He's an OU legacy. His father played for Bob Stoops back in 2002. His dad was a cornerback, so he's very familiar with this rivalry. And he seems to be a special talent. Now, that being said, more mature or older guys than him starts racing and head spinning a little bit when they run onto the Cotton Bowl floor on Saturday, and I'm sure his will too.
So
he's going to have to kind of calm down and settle into this game.
Is he 18 or 19?
I don't know that for sure. I'm sorry. I think he's 18 years old, but I couldn't speak to that for sure.
So think about that. An 18-year-old kid going out into the middle of the Cotton Bowl at Texas OU. Holy cow.
And besides Hawkins, who is going to have a huge game for the Sooners for them to pull off an upset here?
I think the pressure's on the OU defense here. You know, I don't think Oklahoma has the firepower to win this game on offense. I don't think they can go toe-to-toe with Quinn Ewers and all the weapons that Texas has and win this game. They're going to have some help from their defense. And fortunately, the defense has been able to do that several times already this year. They did it in this game a year ago when they turned Texas over three times.
Turnovers, yeah.
They had a pick six to win the game down at Auburn. So if the defense could either score or get a turnover that gives the offense a short field, a time or two, and help them out, then that's the path, I think, to an upset here for Oklahoma.
I got to ask you this real quick, Toby, before we go. You know Jerry Jones, he'd just love to get his hands on Texas OU. What do you think? Should it stay at the Cotton Bowl?
Yes, forever.
Absolutely.
I think that played OU Texas at Jerry World for the Big 12 Championship a few years back, and that was a lot of fun. But the thing that makes OU Texas different from Auburn, Alabama, and Ohio State, Michigan, and the other great rivalries we have in American sports is the setting. There's nothing like it. I call it the greatest single game in American sports. And that's partly because of the rivalry, but it's in large part because of the setting, which cannot be replicated anywhere, including across town. So I think it is a large part of what makes this game special and differentiates it, and I hope it always stays at Fair Park.
Hallelujah.
Toby, thanks so much. Couldn't agree more. We appreciate the time. That is the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland, with us here on KRLT.
The All Local is updated three times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.